High today, 60, and what a Saturday to get out and about in CCO land and enjoy ourselves. And let's find out what's going on with Joyce Lamont. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Paul. Let's start with the dog show. And this is a big one. It's the Minneapolis Kennel Club show, all-breed dog show and obedience trial, and it's tomorrow in the Minneapolis Auditorium. About 1,100 dogs have been entered in the show. It'll be a bench show, one of the few in the country, a bench show with all of the dogs on display from 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. General admission $4, $2 for children under 12 years of age. That's the Minneapolis Kennel Club Dog Show tomorrow, Minneapolis Auditorium, starting at 8 in the morning. And the Twin Cities Obedience Training Club is having its 38th annual obedience trial today in Brooklyn Center, 9-3 in the Center High School, 65th and Humboldt Avenue South. No admission charge for that. The Landmark Center in St. Paul salutes the British Festival of Minnesota with a two-day British Fair today and tomorrow. Displays of all types of British imports, also music and dances of the British Isles. British foods will be served by the Daughters of the British Empire, and that's from 10 until 5 today and 1 until 5 tomorrow afternoon, the Landmark Center in St. Paul. In Winona, there's a coin and currency show, 10 until 4 today at the Winona Mall, Highway 61 and Gilmore Avenue, sponsored by the Winona Coin Club. That's free. And in Red Wing, a coin and stamp show will be held tomorrow, 9 till 4 at the VFW Hall on Highway 61, another free show. And a free gem and mineral show in Brooklyn Center this weekend, the center court of Brookdale Shopping Center. It's sponsored by the Minnetonka Mineral Hobby Club. And the show is being held during regular shopping center hours both today and tomorrow at Brookdale. I'll have more special events news for you in about 25 minutes.
Joyce Lamont is here. Joyce, look at this. We received in the mail, and I say we, because this very nice lady sent this to both of us. It says, Dear Paul and Joyce, you often talk about food when you're on the air together. We do? Do we talk that much about food?
Do we really? Well, maybe so.
Maybe
I think everybody around here talks a lot about food. They're probably always hungry.
Anyway, Pat says, so I thought you would be interested in the Cooking for One or Two cookbook compiled and published this summer by the Hopkins Area Senior Citizens. Look at that. Isn't that a nice book?
How nice. And they sent us a cookbook.
Yeah.
Good.
Now, she says, although many people cook in small quantities, it's difficult to find recipes specifically for one or two. And that's true. And she says, this publication has quite a variety of such recipes, and it makes an ideal gift. And then she says, Paul, perhaps you'll want to put on your chef hat and surprise Joyce with a dish from the enclosed cookbook. If you do, I'm sure your many listeners would love to hear about it, including a taste test by Joyce. And this is from Pat Isaac, who's a volunteer for the Hopkins Community Center in Hopkins.
All right, when are you planning to cook this up?
Well, let's see, what time is it now? Not quite that fast. I guess I'll have to go through the book here, and we'll find some interesting things. Drop biscuits, scalloped potatoes, chili con carne. Oh, it looks wonderful. Uh-huh. How about roast Cornish hens with sweet potato stuffing?
Now, that sounds good.
That's all right?
Yeah, would
You'll
you do
that?
That?
Okay.
Yeah, say tomorrow.
We'll tomorrow, huh?
Yes.
Well, I'll consider it.
Of course, you have to do the shopping.
Oh.
You've got a busy day, too.
That's true.
Well, maybe next week.
All right. We'll try.
All right.
What's happening around the area today?
Oh, so many things today. The Viking Chapter National Wood Carvers Association is having a show today, or rather this weekend, a show of wood carvings at the Eden Prairie Shopping Center. The show hours today are 10 till 6 and tomorrow noon till 5, Eden Prairie Shopping Center on 169, just south of 494, and that show is free. And then in Woodbury, the Greater East Area Model Railroad Club is having a sale of railroad collectibles and antiques today at the Woodbury Senior High School from 9 until 3. And the Northtown Merchants Association is having a fall antique show today at Northtown in Blaine. And it's open during regular shopping center hours today and tomorrow. No admission charge. The North Central Florists Association is going to have a flower show tomorrow at Rosedale Shopping Center in Rosehill. The show is free, and it begins at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the center court. Featured will be demonstrations of flower arrangements by Twin Cities floral designers, and that is a free show. And then in New Ulm, Minnesota, the annual Oktoberfest, sponsored by the Concord Singers, is being held at the Holiday Inn this weekend. It's starting at 2 o'clock, both this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon. It continues till midnight tonight and till 6 tomorrow night. And that festival features German foods of all kinds and music, arts and crafts and dancing. The Oktoberfest in New Ulm this weekend. I'll have more special events news for you in about 25 minutes.
Bryce, I want to tell you, first of all, that you had some great, great hymns on this morning on your Sunday Prelude show. I hope our listeners are aware of that. The Joyce is here at 6 o'clock on Sunday mornings with Sunday Prelude. I sang along with, I think, just about every one of them this morning.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like the show.
Thank you. And it's going to be a perfect day in the Twin Cities, so do we have a bunch of things to do?
Yes, we have breakfasts and dinners and lots of concerts. Let's start with the breakfasts that are being served this morning in Minnesota. There's one in Chanhassen, the American Legion Post. They'll be serving until from 9 until 1 o'clock. And then in St. Louis Park, Paul Revere Lodge at 6509 Walker Street, serving from 8 till 1. In West St. Paul, St. Michael's Church, 335 East Hurley, serving breakfast now until 1 o'clock. And in Farmington at the Masonic Temple, 326 3rd Street, serving 8 till 1. In St. Paul, the Montgomery Lodge is serving breakfast now until 12:30. That's 1100 Payne Avenue. And in Minneapolis at the Lucky Levin Hall, 165 13th Avenue Northeast, serving now till 1. In Jordan at St. John the Baptist Church Parish Hall, they'll be serving breakfast 8 until noon today. And there's some dinners being served today in Minnesota in St. Paul at the Church of St. Agnes, 548 LaFond Avenue, a turkey dinner today from 11 till 5. In South St. Paul at the Mizpah Masonic Lodge, 4th and Marie, turkey dinner and a bazaar from 11 till 4. And in Minneapolis, turkey dinner and bazaar, 12:30 till 3 at Faith United Church of Christ at 4301 First Avenue South. In New Germany, there'll be a walleye fish dinner served at the City Hall today from 11 this morning until 6 tonight. In Kingston, turkey dinner at Kelly American Legion Post, and they'll be serving from 11 till 3. And I'll have more of those for you in about half an hour.
Let's check in with Joyce Lamont and find out what's going on in the Twin Cities area. Joyce?
Lots of things, but I'm going to start with a couple more dinners. These are all in Minnesota. In Hopkins, a turkey dinner and bazaar, 11:30 this morning till 4:30 this afternoon at the VFW Post at 100 Shady Oak Road. And then in St. Paul, a spaghetti dinner at the VFW Post at 648 East Lawson. They'll be serving from noon till 5. And at Concordia Academy in St. Paul, 2400 North Dale, it's Super Sunday, S-O-U-P-E-R, referring to the homemade soups they're serving there today. Homemade soups and pies and hot breads and beverages at Concordia College in St. Paul from 11 this morning until 2 this afternoon. Several holiday fairs today in St. Paul at St. Bernard's Parish Center, Geranium and Rice now till 1. In White Bear Lake at St. Mary's Parish Center, 2nd and Bald Eagle Avenue, 10 until 2. And here's a big event, the Minneapolis Kennel Club Show, an all-breed dog show and obedience trial today in the Minneapolis Auditorium. About 1,100 dogs are in the show, and it's a benched show. All the dogs on display now until 5 this afternoon. General admission, $4, $2 for children under 12 years of age. The dog show today in the Minneapolis Auditorium. And at the Landmark Center, St. Paul, they're saluting the British Festival of Minnesota with a British fair today. Displays of all types of British imports, music and dances of the British Isles, and British foods served by the Daughters of the British Empire. And that's from 1 until 5 this afternoon, the Landmark Center in St. Paul. And the week-long Skate America is in its final day today in the St. Paul Civic Center. This is the only international figure skating competition to be held this year in the United States. It features skaters from 19 countries. The competition begins at 2:30 this afternoon, the St. Paul Civic Center. I have more special events news for you in half an hour.
Special events news with Joyce Lamont. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. At the historic Oliver Kelly Farm near Elk River, there's going to be a husking bee this afternoon, 1 to 4:30, with old-time fiddler music and corn husking and free roasted pork and hot apple cider. The Kelly Farm is 2 miles southeast of Elk River on Highway 10. The North Central Florist Association will have a flower show today in Roseville, in the center court of the shopping center, beginning at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Featured will be demonstrations of flower arranging by Twin Cities floral designers, and that is free. In New Ulm, Minnesota, the Oktoberfest is in its final day today. It's being held in the Holiday Inn, and it features a variety of German foods and music, arts, crafts, and dancing. It opens at 2 this afternoon, runs until 6 o'clock. At Northtown Shopping Center in Blaine, merchants are sponsoring an antique show and sale today during regular shopping center hours. In Eden Prairie, the Viking chapter, the National Wood Carvers Association, having a show of wood carvings this weekend in the Eden Prairie Shopping Center on Highway 169, just south of I-494. The show hours today, noon till 5, and there's no admission charge. And a reminder that the Rose Male Voice Choir from Wales opens a series of concerts in our area at 3 this afternoon in St. Paul, the O'Shaughnessy Auditorium, College of St. Catherine. And I'll tell you more about their schedule this week in about half an hour.